This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the war in Ukraine continues, there were several acts of diplomacy around the globe, some with direct ties or mentions of that war. For instance, at a briefing with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, NATO's Jens Stoltenberg warns of the consequences of Russia's victory in Ukraine.
If President Putin wins in Ukraine, this would send a message that authoritarian regimes can achieve their goals through brute force. This is dangerous. Beijing is watching closely and learning lessons that may influence its future decisions.
Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken wrapped up a two-day visit to Israel and the Occupy West Bank with no visible signs of progress toward halting one of the deadliest outbreaks of Israeli-Palestinian violence in years. Still, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says there has to be a solution for the latest conflict.
I also believe that expanding the circle of peace, working to close finally the file of the Arab-Israeli conflict, I think would also help us achieve a workable solution with our Palestinian neighbors.
And at a briefing in South Korea, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will increase its deployment of advanced weapons and expand combined military exercises with South Korea.
You can look to for more of that kind of activity going forward. But in addition to that, you can look to see deeper consultation between our two countries and that leadership.
Austin and the South Korean Defense Minister Lee Jong-sup also discuss preparations for a simulated exercise between the allies in February. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Tuesday that Ukraine is working on the situation in all major operational areas and already responding to Russia's preparations for revenge attempts.
Our defense and security forces, the Ukrainian government, our partners, we're all working together to ensure that Russia not only fails to win back on the battlefield, but that the occupier loses in its attempts for revenge, last hope for aggression. Russia's defeat will prevent any alternatives to lasting and reliable peace.
Kyiv says that the Russian assaults of recent weeks have come at a huge cost initially, mostly relying on Wagner mercenaries, including thousands of convicts recruited from Russia's prisons and sent into battle in the waves with little training or equipment. Experts have warned that Nigeria's push to replace its paper money with newly designed currency notes has created a shortage of cash. They say people cannot buy what they need, and businesses have closed in Africa's largest economy. Nigeria's main ratings agency, Augusta and Company, says that the move to replace the new banknote is rushed, and commercial banks do not have enough cash to give its customers. Policymakers say the redesigned banknotes and withdrawal limits would help curb the use of money to influence Nigeria's February 25th presidential elections. Experts argue the currency changes are being done at the expense of most Nigerians. Boeing has delivered its last 747 jumbo jet, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
Boeing has bid farewell to an icon. It's delivered its final 747 jumbo jet, which was delivered to Atlas Air. Desi Evans, a retired Boeing worker who worked on the first 747, said this was his first reaction.
And so when they arrived, of course, we were just mesmerized by looking at the size of it. I mean, it just blew our minds.
Since it debuted in 1969, the 747 has served as a cargo plane, a commercial aircraft capable of carrying nearly 500 passengers, and the Air Force One presidential aircraft. It revolutionized international travel. But over the past 15 years, Boeing and its European rival Airbus have introduced more profitable and fuel-efficient wide-body planes. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Inflation is cooling, and parts of the economy appear to be weakening. However, Chair Jerome Powell is likely Wednesday to underscore a primary focus that remains the need to fight the surge.